Welcome back to the Spiritual and Sexy podcast. This is season 2 and I'm so happy to be back. Before we get started, go ahead and click that subscribe button and feel free to like, follow and share. As usual, you will find me, your host, Samantha, talking about all things weird and wonderful. So, let's get settled and have some fun. Today we'll be discussing Goddess Urzuli. Recently, a new family member in the form of a pooch arrived and I wanted to rename her. As I searched through endless amounts of witchy names, I came across Urzuli. Although I didn't choose this name for my pooch, it did strike a chord with me. I asked a friend to pick a random letter from the alphabet as I want to write about goddesses, ghosts, mythical creatures and witches from all around the globe for my blog and podcast. The letter E was chosen, and when I read the brief description about Urzuli, I knew I stumbled across her for a reason. Urzuli rules over love, spiritual knowledge, and sex, amongst other things, so she is perfect for spiritual and sexy. So, obviously, what came next was one of my favourite things to do, research. Urzuli is a Haitian-African voodoo lua, who are a group of spirits or gods. She has been described as the ideal but tragic mistress. I personally believe this is because she represents the full picture, quotation marks. She can be sexually flirtatious, has protective but caring motherly instincts, and can be as serious and wise as your beloved grandmother, or, in terms you might recognise, the maiden, the mother, and the crone. You can call on Urzuli, if voodoo is what you practice and believe in, to help invoke your hidden passions. But do tread carefully. As much as she loves to flirt and seduce, she has a more sombre side too. A side that can leave you crying into your chocolates and wine whilst you wonder where the love in your life is and why you don't have any. From my research, I have made the assumption that she is a triple goddess who also has 3 husbands. Yes, 3, plural, not singular. Like, how do you make one happy? Never mind 3, that's far too much hard work. She consists of Urzuli Danta, who is a patron of lesbian women and gay men. She is a formidable protector of women who have been physically harmed by their partners. And she represents sex, passion, romance, love, jealousy, spiritual knowledge, and art. Urzuli Freida is the complete opposite of Danta. She is playful, but lazy. She rules the material things in life as she loves nothing more than fine jewellery and expensive perfumes. However, she isn't willing to ruin her pretty fine clothes in order to obtain them. She likes women just fine, but she lavishes special attention on any male in her company. She also has a jealous streak and can act extremely spoiled. Her sacred symbol is a heart. Le Siren. Now, I couldn't find out much about Le Siren, but she is the third part of Urzuli, and she is a mermaid who has an extremely strong connection with water. Obviously. Urzuli's horses cry angry, red, sad tears for those who have been harmed by a lover, jilted, scorned, mistreated, rejected, or neglected. She wears 3 rings on her fingers for each of her husbands. Husband number 1 is Dambala, and he is a great white serpent and the sky father. Husband number 2 is Agwe, the king of the sea and patron of fishermen and sailors. He's Le Siren's husband. And husband number 3 is Agun, and he is the spirit of metal and rum, also known as the god of iron and fire. Now, it is said that the goddess Urzuli appeared during a period when women were brutally snatched from their husbands. The husbands were sent into the fields to endure hours and hours of hard, painful labour, and the wives were brought into the homes as maids, also known as slaves. Their owners, quotation marks, would often rape these women because not only were they absolute fucking cunts, but also because they genuinely believed they had a right to their bodies. Impregnating slaves made more slaves, apparently. So, through the heartache caused to these women and the fear for their children, alive and unborn, the goddess Urzuli was called upon as a protector. In art, she is sometimes depicted as a full-figured, breasty, beautiful, dark-skinned, badass babe with two scars on her face and a baby in her arms. Now, I'm not going to go into the shittiness of slavery, nor will I pretend to know much about voodoo. I don't practice it. However, I will say, if this unpredictable, formidable badass was called upon today, I certainly wouldn't fuck around with her. When women protect something with all of their heart, they invoke a power within them that could drop a god to his knees. The sacred colours of the goddess Azuli are blue, red, black, gold, white, and pink. Black represents the absorption of negative energies. Blue represents healing, emotions, and hope. Gold represents happiness and wisdom. Pink represents romance, affection, and love. Red represents protection, passion, courage, and sex. White represents purity and new beginnings. Add any of these colours to your outfit, even if you do not believe in Azuli, that's absolutely fine. Add them to your outfit and try and notice how you feel when wearing them. Do you feel empowered? Do you feel calm? Do you feel sexy? Do you feel all of the above? Invoke a little goddess magic within you today and see how you feel. Well, that is the end of this episode, but before I go, I'd like to leave you with my thought of the day, or week, as it were. Do something that would have got you burned at the stake 500 years ago. Let me give you an example. Go out and pick wild fruits. Create a natural massage oil to soothe your friend's headache. Adopt a cat. Smile at a stranger for no reason other than to be friendly. Or offer someone some really good advice. You know, just the usual kind of stuff. And that's all from me. Make sure to check out my other episodes. Be good to yourself. And as always, play safe. Bye.